This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think we're all pretty happy about what the Cowboys draft was this year. Getting CeeDee Lamb gave you an A. Like, just the simple fact that at number 17 to be able to get what was seen as the best wide receiver in the draft gives you that. Then you look at the rest of the way down, you got a really good defensive lineman. You got a probably potentially first round rated cornerback in the second round. So I think for value purposes, everybody is looking at it saying, man, that was great. But when you look back at it, what is it actually going to give you? And that's why we're going to look back and say, what, since the year 2000, Kevin, yep, would have been the best drafts for the Cowboys since then? And is this past draft their best so far? 877-881-1053. Fire in right now and get part of this.
So, and this was part of a CBS sports article that I was reading that kind of intrigued me. And so, is there a year or a player in particular that you want to know more about that Cowboys draft to determine if maybe that could be the best one?
I don't know about that. Because I really liked this year's draft, Kevin.
Okay, but isn't that to be determined?
Yeah, like, we haven't seen him play one down. Yeah. Like, I just don't think that we can even, like, I hope that this one's good, but are you counting on Bradley and I, like, averaging, you know, like, getting 20 sacks in his 4 years with the Dallas Cowboys? Like, how do we know, like, Bradley and I might get cut, like, after a year in the NFL? I don't think he will, but, I mean, it's just really tough to be like, hey, we got Xavier Woods this year in the sixth round, when we already know Xavier Woods. Like, we can say, okay, Xavier Woods counts, but we didn't know Xavier Woods was going to be good. Kavanaugh did, but, I mean, like, he was guesstimating that he would. So I think it's really tough this year. I love this draft on a piece of paper, but there's been other drafts I've liked on a piece of paper too.
So a couple of the drafts that I was just sort of looking through that stand out is in 2001, the then San Diego Chargers started the draft by taking LaDainian Tomlinson and Drew Brees. So obviously that could have worked out a little bit better for them. In 2016, the Jags, to start their draft, went Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, and Yannick Ngakoue. So that worked for a minute, and then
didn't they always have the pick right after the Cowboys?
Yes, I feel like they did, and they got so many people that you're like, oh, we could have used that.
But that's considered the Cowboys, right? I mean, that's a top, that has to be in the top three.
Yeah,
that draft.
No, I could see that.
I think it's number one, honestly. But
from 2010, the Patriots took Devin McCourty, Rob Gronkowski, and Aaron Hernandez. Well, part of that worked out for a while. So, is there a player or a class that stands out for you guys for the Cowboys? Because I've got a couple of different options I think I've determined that I believe it is.
Yeah, for me, it's 2016, but go ahead, Corey.
I was going to say, is the 2000 and it was the Zach Martin 2014 draft. And I'm not going to say the entire draft was amazing, but you got Zach Martin, you got DeMarcus Lawrence, and you got Anthony Hitchens. And I know Anthony Hitchens, like, I really liked him a lot, and some people didn't love him as much as I did, but he just won a Super Bowl, so I'll take that. But I like those three players. Now, the rest of the draft didn't give you as much, because if you look at, you know, the 2016 draft, that clearly gave you probably the greatest depth, since you got a franchise quarterback in the fourth round and you have a starting cornerback for you that was in the sixth round too. But for me, I really like those three players, because that's two cornerstones of your offense and defense, at Zach Martin and DeMarcus Lawrence right there.
All right, so let's add them to the mix. So you have the potential of the 2014 Cowboys draft, which brings you Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Anthony Hitchens. You have the one that Bassick brought up, and that was the 2016 Dallas Cowboys draft, which brought you Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Smith, Malik Collins, Dak Prescott, Anthony Brown, Kayvon Frazier, and for people who love to hate him, Rico Gathers. Might I also submit to you...
He's not part of... I'm not counting. I'm not throwing him in as a positive.
Might I also submit to you...
He gave you very. He gave you a lot of exciting preseason stuff, Mike. You
yes, Kellen Moore made him a story.
It was captivating indeed. What about... Okay, so those are two of your finalists. What about the 2005 Dallas Cowboys draft? That brought to you DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Marion Barber, Chris Canty, and Jay Ratliff.
Very great. Man, that's the reason we got back to the playoffs for the most part. I know Bill stepped in, Parcells, and got us back to the playoffs somehow with Quincy Carter as your quarterback. But to really turn the thing around, to get the thing back on track, to be the Cowboys that could play over 500 and make the playoffs, that was the draft that did it.
Jeez, man, I guess I don't give enough credit to there were two drafts there that really were the foundation of the Cowboys for a while, and that was the 03 and 05 drafts. Because 03 gave you Terrence Newman, Jason Witten. Brady James was a good player for a time. Al Johnson never got the chance to be the center. I don't know why. That's a different story. But, yeah, those two drafts right there were the – that was the Cowboys team that had a lot of players that were what you were relying on.
Okay, so let's just compare those two to start. So 2003 gives you Terrence Newman, Jason Witten, Brady James. 2005 gives you DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Marion Barber, Chris Canty, and Jay Ratliff.
Five was better, yeah.
All right.
Let me ask you this, Corey. If I throw Tony Romo into the 2003 draft, which I know the Cowboys didn't draft, but hours after the draft, the Cowboys signed Tony Romo.
Okay, so now it's Romo, Newman, Witten, and Brady James versus, I don't know if Kevin Burnett does anything for you, DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Kevin Burnett, Marion Barber, Chris Canty, and Jay Ratliff.
Kevin Burnett was an awesome interview. I'll tell you that. I had a really good time hanging out and talking with him.
Don't let that cloud your feelings on this, Corey.
I'll take the Romo and Witten combination. Oh, man, but DeMarcus Ware is such a shining star in that draft. Nope, I'm taking the 05 draft still over Romo. Right. It's just quarterback, such an important position.
And plus, we had to cheat the system a little bit to get Romo in there. All right, so you've got 2005. All right, let's compare 14 to 16. You have got 14, Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Anthony Hitchens. And in 16, you've got Zeke, Dak, Jalen, Malik Collins, Kayvon Frazier, Anthony Brown.
Can I ask you this? Out of the 2014 draft, is it only the first and second round pick, which were great picks? Are they the only two left on the Dallas Cowboys 6 years later?
Anthony Hitchens.
Well, he's not on
the
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying. He's in the NFL.
Yeah,
still.
But no, I think that is correct.
Yes.
I will take 16. Obviously, the quarterback makes a big difference. But if you look at it, they just signed Anthony Brown. They are going to have Dak, obviously, for a fifth year and hopefully, you know, more. You have Zeke that's going to be long-term. Jalen Smith, he's long-term, even though they did mess up really bad on that one with the money they gave him. But if you look at 16, for me at least, you are keeping a lot of those guys on the team for a long time, and so that will push it over the top for me.
I agree. Yeah. Do you think DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
No.
His career won't get you there. Zach Martin is.
Yes.
Will Zeke?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
Will Dak?
It's a maybe. Obviously, look, if he wins a Super Bowl, it pushes him into the strong maybe category. If he wins two Super Bowls, he's in.
Do you think Zeke or Dak more likely to be Hall of Famer? You only get one.
I'll say Zeke. I'll lean towards Zeke, and as of right now.
even though you think yards don't matter, Kevin, for a running back to get into the Hall of Fame.
If you get them in a concise fashion, yards matter. If you just stay in the league for 35 years, then no, I guess I probably do not.
Why don't those yards matter?
I don't have a good answer for you there. They just don't to me. I'm sorry. They just don't.
Jeez.
All right. And some people are guessing like older draft classes. We're focusing on strictly since 2000 because obviously if you wanted to throw out like 89, you got Troy Aikman, Darryl Johnston, Mark Stubnoski, Tony Tolbert. Like you got a hoss of a crew right there. All right. So you got 2005 or 2016. That seems to be the consensus of what it comes down to. CBS says 2016. You get Zeke, Jalen, Malik Collins, Charles Tapper, Dak Prescott, Anthony Brown, Kayvon Frazier, Darius Jackson, and Rico Gathers. 2005, you get DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Kevin Burnett, Marion Barber, Chris Canty, Justin Burrell, Rob Petitti, and Jay Ratliff.
I picked 2016. It just makes me go, man, I guess if they would have just taken Romo in the seventh round instead of had him be a free agent, I think 2003 stronger. But I would go with 2016, and maybe my hope is here, guys, is that this will be year five of that draft class coming up and that they still have a chance to outperform. And I know it's not just a draft class, but they will have more success in making the playoffs and having playoff wins than the 2005 draft class did.
I really wish the 2018 group had done a little bit better. Like if they had kept Bo Scarborough, Kevin, and turning him into the running back that he should be, then things
might
have been
bitter
a little
about
bit,
that.
I am still bitter about not keeping Bo Scarborough as a 250 pound running back that could just barrel over everybody. But like if Vander Esch still has a question mark on him, Gallup looks like he could be a potential star. Connor Williams is, there's a big question mark still there, but we were, kind of hype about him coming out. So I'm still kind of looking at that one going, there's a lot of potential there, but we're looking right now between the 2016 and 2005 drafts. I'm going to have to say that 2005 is still the one because of the future Hall of Famer in DeMarcus Ware, because Marion Barber was such a strong running back. That produced enough depth for me. And Chris Canty was relatively successful with the Giants. I mean, they won a Super Bowl with him, too.
He did a little bit of some things here. And
he wasn't as good as I wanted him to be here, but I was like, man, am I really giving a fourth-rounder that much? But then again, I look at Dak, and I'm like, yeah, I'm giving him that much responsibility for this team.
Okay, so for 2005, then, you got Hall of Famer in Ware, and then in Spears, Barber, Canty, and Ratliff, you have like four starters you feel good about. And then so one Hall of Famer and four starters. For 2016 in Zeke, Jalen, Collins, Prescott, Brown, you've got five starters, depending on what you think about Kayvon Frazier and what he does. No Hall of Famers yet, but the potential is high. Well, it's there for a couple of them. I think I might also lean 2016 because of the quarterback factor, but those are two pretty damn awesome drafts.
Think about though what we're choosing here. One of the drafts we had two first round picks. I'm not saying that's cheating, but that helps you out a whole bunch.
The other one we did have the fourth pick.
And you have the fourth overall pick. So out of from 2000 to 2020, you have your highest overall pick. It's number four overall. You never had a pick higher than that. And then the other one we're choosing from, you had two first-round draft picks. Like, it helps you out a lot that it wasn't just a normal draft for the Cowboys where you're drafting somewhere between kind of 13 and 24 type of deal, and that's your only pick in the first round.
All right, now, Kevin, take the consensus. What we got? 2016 is the consensus here?
Yep.
All right, now compare that to 2020, all right? Potentially Dak's replacement, Ben DiNucci, in the seventh
Stop
round.
Stop it! All right.
He's already Tank been Lawrence. Cut. In my mind, he's already done.
Oh, no.
There you go. We got Bradley and Nye in the fifth round, who there's a lot of question marks about what he can contribute, but he could be better than Dorrance Armstrong. That's a possibility, and that's in the 2018 draft. Tyler Badass. Is there anybody on the offensive line that has a nickname as cool as that yet?
No.
No, and this guy hasn't even started a snap for you yet, all right? So that's all. That's one right there, all right? And then we got Reggie Robinson, who I think everybody's hype about at cornerback. You know, that so everybody got real excited. Oh, were you not as hype about him as, I mean, as some other people are around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know if hype is – I was like, I thought that was a quality pick. I don't know if hype okay. is where I would put it.
I think there was a lot of excitement about him. Gallimore at defensive tackle, Diggs and CeeDee Lamb. Kevin, I might have to say, even with the question marks on this,
okay.
Mike says that Lamb will be the greatest wide receiver to ever don a Dallas Cowboys uniform. All right? So if we're putting that up against 2016, then that means that this draft easily surpasses the 2016 draft.
All right. I'm just going to put it in context for you, though, if you really want to get to the top of the charts. I take you back all time, 1975. You drafted Randy White, Hollywood Henderson, and Ed Too Tall Jones, among others. So that's a pretty high bar. And then I take you to the 1964 Dallas Cowboys draft, where they took Mel Renfro, Bullet Bob Hayes, and Roger Staubach. So, you know, we still got some ways to go if you really want to crack those, like, elite of the elite all time.
I'm putting a lot on the line on CeeDee Lamb. I understand I am. I used to be on a show where a guy said he'd get circumcised if the Rangers didn't make a over 500 record, and they didn't, and then he backed out of that deal, which I'm still, you know, wondering if he will ever, you know, put his skin on the line here that he did and then backed off of it. But
that, it was Jeff. It was Jeff, Kevin.
Yeah. He did. He bet it, but then he backed off.
What a horrifying way to end this segment.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.